This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's Hour 4, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The Expressway is right around the corner. We'll have the latest on the Mavs and Luka and so much. I mean, the breaking news is just flowing all afternoon long. Here's Chiafalo with a look at the top football news of the day in addition to the finest.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Amari Cooper now in Buffalo. And yesterday, on the heels of the news dropping, apparently he took to his Instagram story and just had move or rust. So that was like his parting shot at Cleveland.
Later, Cleveland.
You'll remember a few weeks prior to that when there was rumors about him being traded to San Francisco, he had Instagram storied LOL, I wouldn't mind at all. Mm-hmm. So he was very much excited to get away from Deshaun Watson and the disaster that is the Cleveland Browns. And the idea, like, you get to go from Deshaun Watson to Josh Allen. That is as good of an upgrade as you could fathom. And this is going to be, I mean, it's funny to look at some of the stats on Amari Cooper right now. He has the most incomplete air yards of any receiver in the league, like leaving almost 500 yards worth of production just out there in thin air because his quarterback can't hit him. So that is something that I'm sure he's excited to get away from. And Amari Cooper has created an average of 2.7 yards of separation. That's his highest since 2018.
Yeah, it's a weird one, man. I don't know what the variables are in that because it seems like he had gotten pretty bad at that by the time he was done with the Cowboys. And I thought, man, is this guy not aging right? Are the injuries catching up to him? Maybe he's just healthy for the first time in a while. But that's a long time.
Yes.
To suddenly be like, hey, I'm almost 30 and now I'm going to get open like I was 23 again. Watch this.
Yeah, the Bills are getting him at the right time. Certainly a different temperament and personality for Josh Allen to deal with than what he had with Stephon Diggs. And again, you're just going to get the happiest version of Amari Cooper anyone's ever had because he's leaving that disaster and going to the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
What a, maybe like, Christmas come early, dude.
Maybe Josh Allen finally breaks through this year.
Oh, look, Broadus has that look in his eye.
Did you guys realize we forgot National Bosses Day today?
Uh-oh.
I didn't see that on the National Day calendar.
Well, it's apparently National Twinkie Day as well, and Hutchins Barbecue is doing $3 Texas Twinkies.
Well, that's
we DoorDash that?
A day.
That's one of those going to have to stop off on the way home kind of deals.
Oh, that's on your ride home. I need to know when it's National Half Chicken Day because they make the best half chicken in North Texas.
You've spoken highly of it.
Happy Bosses Day. Okay, crap. It is National Bosses Day.
Happy to our boss. I know. Happy birthday. He's probably listening.
Happy holidays, Jerry Jones.
And yeah, Jerry, we're waiting for the check in the mail, bud.
Yeah, anytime he wants to start scratching checks, my words are up for auction, you know? If he wants to buy me, he wants to pay me off, but I don't know. I guess I'm just a radio Yahoo.
I'll toss him all the softballs.
You don't know
he
any
wants.
Ball. You didn't believe you don't
no,
know any
I
ball.
Don't. Clearly, I don't
he
know
might
as much
on
as
our
him.
Show. Me knowing some ball, maybe not.
That's right. Ball knowers know. Ball you're a ball knower.
I'm a ball knower.
You're not just a Yahoo.
No one knows balls better than Broadus.
Yeah.
Hamilton County will explore cost of putting a dome over Bengals Stadium. So the Bengals are trying to be like, how can we get a dome, but we don't actually have to buy like a full-fledged one? How can we get like
a
makeshift
one? Are they looking at SoFi?
What do you mean? of like how they did it.
Yeah, SoFi's an open air stadium.
Yeah, but it was all built to be that. I don't think you can just snap your fingers and make that. You could put like a Miami did the little canopy thing.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can create something there, I guess, but it's very Mike Brown and Cincinnati to try and be like,
can we get this done for like $100 million?
how can we
guys want to put a tarp over here or something?
How can we cut corners? We kind of liked what the Rays were doing there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Well, who did the Rays roof there?
There's no hurricanes here in Cincinnati, right? We'll be okay.
Seems like just a bed sheet will do. So
for the Browns, the Brown family, that would work.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Okay, this feels like the onslaught, like the early signs of, and this is unfortunate.
Oh no!
And I'm not smiling when I say this, but Deshaun Elliott, strong safety, hard hitter for the Steelers. This is a guy. This is in real time.
Was butt cracking.
This is CTE in real time, just playing out. And we've seen this from Pittsburgh before, right? This isn't the first time we've seen some of this stuff come out of the Steelers locker room. Those guys are hitting people in practice. Yeah. You know, and they're one of the few teams that are still doing that.
Yeah.
So their hard-hitting safety, Deshaun Elliott, decided to share a post that had AI'd or Photoshopped Mike Tomlin's face onto Osama bin Laden's face. And he Instagrammed out the photo, and the caption read, "Osama bin Tomlin."
Okay.
Just inexplicably, you know?
Well, I think it was because of the rumors of Wilson starting over Fields.
Okay.
I'm failing to understand.
That's quite a way to react to that.
He's a pro Justin
Fields.
He's pro
Justin Fields.
Jeez.
Well, he's definitely anti-Tomlin.
Was this like an internal thing that got out?
Very weird.
No, he put it on his Instagram.
Okay.
It was like, maybe it's like an inside joke for them in the locker room.
That's what I'm saying.
And they think it's funny, but nobody else thinks it's funny.
This isn't like a group chat gone wrong. Oh, no, I sent it to Tomlin. This is, I put it on the internet because I have CTE now.
Didn't our coach in Buffalo get in trouble for doing this too? Like,
well,
talking
there was
about
a pregame speech from McDermott that last year went viral. Yeah, it was several years old. But
and even his players didn't go as far as to do the photoshopping that Deshaun Elliott has done.
My gosh,
Saquon Barkley, is this delusional?
Get Pittsburgh on the phone. We need this safety in our building.
he's whispering in the ear. Saquon Barkley, I guess he. And he's at least lending voice to the fact that he might be naive on the subject, but he's wearing an Eagles uniform now, and he's going back to MetLife Stadium in front of Giants fans for the first time. And he says, "Maybe I'm naive, but I think it's over. That chapter's closed. I truly don't care no more, and I'm pretty sure fans don't care no more," on the idea that he'll get booed.
I don't think he'll get booed. I think they like him. I think the tide has turned in New York against that front office. I think they're more upset with the team than they are with Saquon, but there will definitely be some boos for him.
No question. The venom is towards the front office.
Yeah.
You go from the Giants to the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's going to get booed.
And there are some that definitely believe he did not give them the chance that he said he was going to give them on the phone, but that whole deal is messy.
They still probably like him. They're still going to boo him. It's the East Coast.
John Mara won't boo him.
John Mara is going to say, "I wish you could."
He's
going to
open the window and cheer out of his owner's box.
I think it'll be a little bit mixed because I do think there's enough hate for the front office there.
There might be a lot of Eagle fans there.
But we can't expect Giants fans to behave rationally.
Yeah, what time is the game?
What time is the game?
It's
got to be a noon kick, right?
Okay,
it's still enough time for him, though, Lucius.
Yeah. I do want to point out that the Eagles, at a Saquon Barkley, have gotten 91 carries for 482 yards, 5.3 an attempt, 4 touchdowns. He's on pace for 56 catches, and even that, which might be the most impressive running back line you're going to get in the NFL, will not make them a good team. Mr. Ashton Jenty over there.
They're
Wolchuk.
3-2. They could win the division.
Thank you.
There you go.
3-2.
Should we pull every time you complain about the Cowboys running back room?
That's unrelated.
Very unrelated.
I want a running game. I don't want to overpay for a running back.
It's very related.
I don't know why you can't get that through your thick eyebrows.
My thin eyebrows, they're very not thin.
No, he said they're thick. He said they were thick.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
It's us on this side of the broadcast table to have no eyebrows.
You guys stick with your thin. I got thick over here.
Well, I just want to thank the football god that the Eagles made that big of a mistake. You know,
yeah.
Hopefully, harm them for years to come, just like the Cowboys with Zeke and Pollard.
I don't know. I've heard you talk about how you wish the Cowboys had brought Barkley in.
There's a side of me now that hopes that the Eagles just go up and down the field with their running backs.
No, I hope the Eagles stink.
On the Cowboys?
Yeah, on the Cowboys.
That would be great. Yeah, I mean, Team Tank is our best hope at this point. Yeah,
Barkley
top 10 pick. Yeah.
Barkley has 260 yards rushing.
Well, if they get
like
a top 10 pick, you're not going to hear me campaign for a running back in that case.
But at pick 15.
But at 15, I could be talked into it.
25 is where I start.
That's fine.
Yeah. And it better be a really impressive running back, not just a medium-sized one who's dominating the Idaho Vandals.
Hey, he kicked Oregon's ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's slightly better.
Just slightly, though. It's not Texas or Georgia.
Well, what, the second best team in the country,
for
right?
For now, okay, but what are ratings or rankings?
I mean, that's a West Coast defense. You know what Oregon is. That's why they were never a real threat to win the championship.
Bro, they're in the Big Ten now, man.
I'm not going to argue
with you about Oregon. You've got a freaking Oregon hoodie on right now.
Thank you.
We can side on you on how
give
soft
a couple
Oregon
years.
Is.
Maybe the Big Ten will toughen them up. But this is year one of the process.
Mm-hmm. They're still the Ucks.
Yeah. With a D.
No. Now, this is the ultimate sign that you got your butt kicked.
Okay.
When
you have to do a post-game show at
when
home?
When less than 48 hours.
That seems so brutal.
After a game, the guy that you went up against gets the 4-year contract extension, fatty boom bah style.
Oh, Aleem McNeil.
Yeah. Aleem McNeil, who just tore up Zach Martin and all of the interior of the Cowboys offensive line. The Lions organization saw that performance from him and rewarded him with a huge, like $55 million guaranteed.
They did.
Yeah.
That's where we're at in Zach Martin's career.
Yeah, and that's where we are with the Lions, I think, maybe overreacting. Oh, look at this. You whooped a Hall of Famer. Yeah, you don't know what Zach Martin really is. And this is why you call the Lions right now and try to sell him Micah Parsons. They are in a go-for-it, win-now mode. They're in an overpaying mode to keep this thing together and send it over the top.
Might be a Super Bowl team if they get some help there.
Yes, yes, and they want to go for it. This is the kind of team you take advantage of.
Broadus, your guy Sean Payton is just, he's losing his fastball, man.
He's old like me.
He's identifying Bo Nix as the quarterback that he wants to lead his team.
Yes.
And that was a poor decision. We knew it in real time. It's playing out to be that way. Also, I'm seeing here... The Broncos are using motion at the lowest rate by an NFL offense.
They are.
Since 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one has used this amount of motion.
They're at the bottom.
Well, the quarterback probably doesn't know what to do. You know, you can't run it yet.
Is that why you would not run motion on an NFL team?
Stink did say, you know, the intelligence of the players matters and might be a reason why you wouldn't do it because it can just crap on the whole offense. And maybe, just in his defense, maybe Bo Nix isn't capable of that yet.
Well, that's an indictment. I know where Dawson's thinking about. It's like, well, the Cowboys don't use it. So what does that mean? We're supposed to have a brainiac back there. But Sean Payton doing that is pretty ridiculous, and you're seeing that some of the old stubborn ways of doing football is not the way you want to do it. It's just another sign that maybe just dipping back into the retread bucket is not the way to do your head coach hiring.
Yeah, it's terrifying, actually, and I think the reason some of these older guys aren't doing it is they don't want to change or they don't know how. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be one thing. You know, if you recognize it and you're like, okay, we need to shift and do this, because there's a lot of coaches that can do multiple things, but they know they can't coach that as well, execute that as well, and call that as well as somebody off the Shanahan tree. So they're telling their owner what gives them career security, which is we don't need to do that. And the smart owners and GMs are being like, let's fire this guy immediately and go hire Bobby Slowick or Ben Johnson. But most of the owners are so drunk on money. Everybody's making hundreds of millions of dollars that they don't care. They're like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to go on another yacht trip. And it's just,
I'll tell you what, they've run a lot less motion. I mean, they've only, in 349 plays, they've run 115 motions.
Yeah, they're at like 30%.
It's bad.
Let me tell you, that's bad. Yeah, the Browns, the Jags, and the... and the Broncos are the bottom three teams for that.
Mm. I didn't realize, but LSU's linebacker.
Actually, Philadelphia's in there too. I take that back. Philadelphia.
Kellen Moore, baby.
Philadelphia
only uses motions 55% of the time.
That's quite the stat of the day there. The Eagles haven't scored a point in the first quarter of any game this season.
Yeah, that slow starts for Kellen Moore, that's a thing.
Yeah. LSU's linebacker, Harold Perkins.
Yeah.
ACL.
Yeah, his knee. Yeah, it was bad.
Cowboys' Dr. Dan Cooper got it done.
Yeah, Dr. Cooper got him right.
Everybody's already making the connection to future Dallas Cowboys second-round pick, Harold Perkins, off an ACL.
LSU really has never figured out how to use this player.
I know. His freshman year, he was setting the world
Arkansas.
On
fire. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there it is. Football's finest.
He's done it again.
Football or ball set?
It is our Buffalo Wild Wings football hour here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, more football, the Expressway, then LA Live's coming up at 5:40 here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a fantastic day. If anybody's wondering out there, I in all my years working in the Fan, I've never been aware of myself or anybody being pressured to say anything about the Cowboys. You know, I just wanted to make that clear. I know the way things Jerry said yesterday and then some of the reaction on the texts and tweets, I do feel like there's a significant portion of you people that do feel that way. But, you know, that was by design from Jerry for many years. He wanted to, you know, let his media partners do their job the way that they saw fit. And he just, you know, felt like that any talk about the team overall would be good. And you got to be able to take the criticisms. I mean, the way that he stood in there in the offseason during the you know, illegitimate child daughter lawsuit. And, you know, he was like, I don't mind this at all. Go ahead. And, you know, this is what I signed up for. Owner of America's team. All my business is out there. And it's just so bizarre that this one charged him up. I don't know what the difference is. You know, all I've been told is don't be personal. You know, I think he kind of made it personal yesterday. So I think at this point, if I wanted to make it personal, I would feel like morally and ethically okay with that, but I'm not going to do it because there's a partnership, and certainly it's been required of those around me to show grace to me from time to time. He's talked about showing grace to others in his history, and I'll just extend him a little bit of grace as long as we don't go any further. You know, we don't want any sort of a rivalry or any sort of a rebellion going on. It's been a great partnership for over 15 years between the Fan and the Cowboys. I'd very much like it to stay that way, but what I won't do is just like be told what I'm going to say or ask questions, you know. And I believe that's, you know, the line that Sean held this morning, very yes. professional in the follow-up show. And he said, you know, if you want to give me a list of questions that I'm approved to ask you, then I'll just turn down the interview, you know, moving forward. I think that's the best way to handle it.
Yeah, I just know working for the Jones family on .com. I mean, for like 3 years, I tried to fire Jason Garrett every day on their platform. You know, they were never mm-hmm. telling me or, you know, and I mentioned this one time Jerry said, hey, just be fair, you know, and I had more people in the organization mad at me for always doing that, but it was never the Joneses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody from the Jones family, you know, the kids, the dad, the mom, anybody, nobody ever came up and said, hey, you're being out of line here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think yesterday was so surprising to me as well.
Yeah,
because I was on their platform, like talking about firing a guy, you know, and they just never.
I mean, basically his adopted son, his favorite head coach of all time.
Never said a word to me about it.
Jason Garrett Jones.
Yeah, never did. Surprising.
Tim Kalishaw writing about it today. By sparring with radio host Jerry Jones shows Cowboys are equal parts tragedy, comedy. You know, and I hope that they're receptive to that message. The way that Jerry spoke with Diana Russini and the quotes that she got yesterday around this time suggests that they're going to, you know, just keep on rolling exactly the way they think and believe the outsiders are wrong. But teams get in such a mode of denying what the outside says. The media doesn't know what they're talking about. The fans don't know what they're talking about. Nobody knows except for those of us in this building. And I have a feeling this is just going to be another speed bump. Like, oh, yeah, you know, the fan or whatever, the media feels this way. Ha, 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 what idiots. This should be a moment where everybody is reimagining, you know, how exactly do we want to go into the future. And I don't know. You know, Jerry has said in the past, I'll never give up control as long as I'm alive. You know, so I assume that's going to happen. And I don't think it's a good idea, you know, to have somebody at that advanced of an age continuing to set the priorities and the agenda for your organization. So we'll hope for the best. Obviously, the Cowboys winning are good for us. The Cowboys becoming mediocre or irrelevant would be very bad. You know, nobody would like that. Businesses around DFW do much better, from sports bars to the hospitalities. You know, everything is wrapped up with, you know, the good vibes around America's team here in the fall and into the winter. And I hope it can continue that way. I hope what we're seeing from Jerry isn't a sign, along with the deteriorating roster, that maybe the guiding hands of this franchise that have kept them competitive. Really, you could go back to, well, Brian, when you left, those 5-11 years,
oh, yeah,
the last time that this organization went through any sort of an extended downturn. 11, 12, 13 were bad. They were 8-8 years, and you played for the division title in week 17 in each one of those years. You know, so it allowed you to remain relevant. It has been a long time since the roster, the medium to long term outlook was, you know, pretty bleak. You know, we need a series of great drafts. And the great work they did in 11, 12, 13 obviously paid incredible dividends in 14 and then again in 16. I don't feel like in the 8 years since then they've gotten closer to win a championship. It's been a slow decline down. And as great players have left, they've kind of replaced them with just pretty good starters, not even Pro Bowl level players. So I think this is just a huge conclusion to this season, to see how Jerry Jones sort of governs the whole thing. And then the offseason becomes massive. They got to get the draft right.
Yeah.
You know, they got to get this cap in order. They got to get the Micah, CeeDee, Dak contracts behind them and get to some place with the cap where they could legitimately spend capital on making a Super Bowl winner. Because these last couple of draft class, these guys aren't going to be around. You're going to have to go into free agency or trades to go find the great players that you've had over the last 8 years if you want to maintain this standard. Otherwise, you know, you could be looking at 5-11 years again, or 6-11, I guess it would be. Okay, two of the top wide receivers available in the trade market, Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper, dealt this week, neither to the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes saying, I have extreme confidence with the guys that are on the football field. They've won games. They've won Super Bowls. They've made big plays and big moments. Brett Veach has done a great job of bringing players together. I think I'd be confident if I was Mahomes. If we won it the last 2 years, we could absolutely win it right now.
Absolutely.
I would very much prefer you go get me somebody else.
Yes, yes. And I still think that there's still a very good chance that will happen. They were never going to be in on Devontae Adams. Now, the Amari Cooper stuff, that's one that you're like, man, would we have liked to jump on that? But
very cheap.
I still think Deontay Johnson is that dude. And if I was Mahomes, I'd be trying to get him. I see a lot of Christian Kirk as well with Jacksonville. He's still a productive player. And maybe they would be willing to move on from him. But they did give him a decent contract. So I don't know, like, financially what that looks like. But Deontay Johnson's about to be a free agent, so you're not having huge commitment to him. But I think he is, like, he's a legit number one wide receiver.
Hmm. Is his quarterback play poor? Because I saw where he leads the league in interceptions thrown his way.
Deontay Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
He's absolutely got Bryce Young and Red Rifle.
And it was bad in Pittsburgh before he got traded, too.
Okay, so that's why I was making sure, because he is leading the league in interceptions thrown his way.
Yeah,
he's
one of those guys that's had to play with bad quarterbacks. Now, they did just sign Marquez Valdez-Scantling again earlier this year, and he's had good moments for them in the postseason. Juju Smith-Schuster's kind of turned back the clock a little bit since he's gotten back there. So I think Pat Mahomes, like the Chiefs probably feel, like Travis Kelce, will go ahead and be awesome for them, as always, in the playoffs as well. So maybe they just don't view it as big of a need as we do, but I'd certainly be interested in both of those names. And the 5 p.m. Football Hour is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings for B-Dubs. It's football, baby.
Salute. Interesting Mark Cuban Q&A takeaways. He was on with First Take. There was a little bit of an outtake where his mic was on as he's going to break, and he said he feels bad for Jerry Jones and all that. That's interesting. But it was also a fascinating conversation. I don't know how long Mark Cuban holds as like the Mavs soundbite guy, but right now I'm very interested in the kind of things he has to say as he's just left as owner and governor. He said the Mavs lost a huge contract with the TV, and there's no way to replace the revenue unless other sources are available. He says how that impacts the actual cap next year, even with the big TV deals kicking in, is going to be interesting. I don't think the cap is going to jump nearly as much as people expect.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe a window into why he sold the team.
I think so. Absolutely.
For sure. That TV revenue was big. And, you know, just 18 months earlier, he said, there's no way I'm going to sell this team. My kids are going to own it and operate it and all that. It was a quick shift. I think investor Shark Tank Mark took over instead of passionate sports owner Mark. And he knew that maybe the bubble wasn't going to burst, but it was getting smaller. The Diamond Sports Group, Bally stuff is just atrocious.
Well, he was wrong about the NFL's TV.
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah. He was wrong about the NFL's. Yeah. Theirs only got bigger, and it appears his has gotten smaller, or his did get smaller.
Yeah, he really underestimated football's grip on the U.S. Sports culture.
Yeah.
He talked about the challenge of having games on different streaming platforms. He says, I think there's going to be some fan concern there that the NBA is going to have to be really proactive in educating people on where to get their favorite games, Cuban said. I mean, didn't CA tell us the other night you can get it online at mavs.com or whatever? Like, so
that particular game could. That particular game you could.
But I don't know where to get the games now. You know,
yeah.
I think if maybe I got a neighbor that's got a pirating platform, you know, that I could go watch him over there, or if it's on NBA TV or TNT, I know how to access those with my Hulu app. But I think that's a great point. Like, it's, you know, maybe it's got to become like the number one priority for these teams' social media, just to communicate on a regular basis. Hey, here's how to get our games. Here's what you got to download. He was asked about load management. Are you buying or selling basketball load management in the NBA? Says, I think what people fail to realize is the game keeps on getting bigger, stronger, and faster. It's just brutal on the guys' bodies. I mean, you start to see like Luka at point guard, you know, just everybody is 6'6", and the centers can handle the ball. You know, they're being asked to go try to defend guys in the perimeter, which is incredibly taxing. The starting, the stopping, the explosive movements, the jumping and coming down, you know, like the jarring nature of the back. Like, these guys are in a war against their bodies degenerating in basketball. And, you know, some of them are blessed to stay healthy, but most of them are fighting like shin splints, multiple points of tendonitis around their bodies, plantar fasciitis, shoulder stuff. You know, you walk into an NBA locker room after a game, anybody over the age of about 28 has ice packs, shoulder, knee, ankle, before they even get in the shower. Okay, so maybe cut them a break on the load management. I don't know. Maybe you think that they should play all the time for their 40 or 50 million bucks. Nice push, somebody.
Walchuk just farted on that one.
That was a good one. Yeah, I think I'm against load management. You guys can get out. If you want to shorten the season, shorten the season. But otherwise, get out there and play.
But I want Luka to load manage. You know, I want the championship. Only play 60 games, please, Luka. Be super fresh when we get to April.
I mean, he's probably naturally, maybe, you know, that's something that, sure, it could work. But, I mean, like Coach Malone's saying, soft league. I didn't see Michael Jordan missing these damn games, right? Kobe wasn't missing these games.
Yeah,
was he?
If you're in charge of the league, this is obviously a problem for you. Being just like, hey, I'm pulling for Luka and the Mavericks right now, so yeah. I want what's best. What's going to help us win the title? I'll sacrifice 20 regular season games and that entertainment to hopefully get the payoff in the postseason and hoist up that Larry O'Brien. But it's definitely bad for the sport, and it's just. They just got to figure out what's changed with the way they go about things, where it didn't used to be that way for guys.
Yeah, I mean, so Mark Cuban says they're bigger, stronger, faster. I think there's some of that. You know, guys are putting more pressure on their body. They're heavier players. They're moving a little bit faster. But I think what really changed is the sports science. They can study yeah. and see in your blood levels that you don't have the energy to play without putting your body at a bigger injury risk. And because their salaries are so massive now, the owners are like, yes, I don't want my guys getting hurt. You know, if we can go on a championship run, I am going to birth another generation of fans. Like putting on a show for the 20,000 season ticket holders on a random Wednesday night, mm-hmm. that's not going to make an impact on yeah. my bottom line, on my business plan. Okay.
Hey, by the way, it looks yeah. like Channel 8 is going to have a few Mavs games for sure, 15 or more.
Yeah.
And then KMPX Channel 29. So if yeah. you're local, that's where you can... That's nice. Where you should be able to watch.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that part of the story. More and more games are going to be on local TV. PJ Washington, Derek Lively participated in a fan event at a Rays and Canes in Dallas today.
Heck yeah.
PJ, the Frisco native, named his all-time Mavs starting five. Would you guys take any changes to this starting five presented by PJ Washington, DFW native, Jason Kidd?
Okay.
Kyrie Irving. He's going to pair up 2-point guards. Going to call Kyrie the shooting guard. Luka, Dirk, Tyson Chandler.
Wow. Shots fired at Eric Dampier there.
Uvi Blob.
And Derek Lively. You know, I'm already ready to put Derek Lively in the conversation.
I think probably will end up being that guy when his career's over.
It's hard to stay healthy.
Do you think he knows about Harper and guys like that?
PJ.
Mark Aguirre.
He knows about them. I don't know. I mean, he
never probably, saw him play.
Yeah, Will Blackman.
Same age. Like, he's younger than I am.
Mashburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't take any great exceptions, you know, with what he's done.
I always feel sad for the kids or people that they ask them, give me your top five in all time or whatever, and you probably hadn't seen them all.
Yeah.
You know, and you name guys like, well, it would be pretty obvious you said like Dirk and Luka, you know, those would be, but.
No Matrix in the starting five.
I know, that's the one I was trying to think like.
Win a title.
I need more defense. Sean Marion. I think would probably be a guy that I would slide in there, maybe over Kyrie. And then you got Luka.
Yeah, Brad Davis. Jersey hanging in the rafters too.
Yeah,
I mean, and you got to talk about Roy Tarpley, don't you? In this whole deal,
I'll tell you what. It's
give me clean Roy Tarpley on my starting five.
Well, let's do a starting 10, so everybody can get in the mix here.
You got to be deep.
It's tough because, like you said, it's a little more difficult when you haven't seen all the players.
Mm-hmm. Hold Deshaun Stevenson. Know?
Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark Wednesday became the league's first rookie since Candace Parker in 08 to be named to the All-WNBA first team. Dallas Wings Arike Ogunbowale named to the 2024 second team. Stewie, Alyssa Thomas, also first team selections along with Nafisa Collier and Aja Wilson of the Aces. Clark, the league's rookie of the year, earned 52 first team votes, 66 to 67 ballots.
Pretty good pick.
Fifth rookie ever joining Parker, Bird, Catchings, and Taurasi
wow.
to be rookies on the all-first team.
Broadus and Wolchuk wanted him to draft a running back.
Yeah.
Glad they didn't do that.
And U.S. men's national team suffers their first loss to Mexico since 2019. Exhibition match. Did not watch. 2-0 defeat. Congrats to El Tri for the win. The Mauricio Pochettino era is underway. His first competitive matches will be next month in the CONCACAF Nations League quarterfinal. So best of luck to him. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has an edition of LA Live.
There was something missing.
Now love that song, bro. Hold on one second. I know. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to do this, but good God, that song is amazing. Just oh.
REO Speedwagon.
Oh my gosh. I feel like an 80s gangster.
Yeah.
Sold a little coke in my day.
Big hair.
Yeah, big hair. It's jailed out. I got a rayon suit on. Got T-tops, but they're off right now, of course.
Yeah.
They're in the trunk.
Yeah.
Making all that noise.
And rattling you think it's up. A Ferrari.
Yeah.
Dude, in the 80s, that car.
Then listen.
Okay, I gotta chill. Whoa, oh my God, I can get lost in that right there.
Hey,
and
it is
I'm gonna
yeah!
keep on loving you.
Woo! because it's the only thing I'll let. Man, I have memories of cruising around in my minivan in the 80s listening to that tune. My dad would be hollering about it. Yeah, it was great.
It's a vibe, man.
Well, I bet you, did you have it on tape or 8-track?
Oh, it was tape. Yeah, it was tape. Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I was 8-track.
I emerged post 8-track.
Yeah, I was on that one.
I was listening to it on my iPod Nano.
All right, it's a Butt Naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the Great Rick James.
Hey. All right, you squares. Time is close. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Got a new plug.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Yeah.
Everybody get high.
This is why I'm here, though, Marowa. I'm talking to you man to man. As a booster of the Coppell Cowboys, I love that high school. I support the Cowboys so much. But what I don't support are the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm here with a petition that I would like it if we could change the name of the Coppell Cowboys to reflect a franchise that actually wins. The Dallas Cowboys stink. They have not been to an NFC Championship game in over 25 years. And it makes me sick. They signed Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott stinks. He just played for the Patriots. Now look at the Dallas Cowboys. When's the last time they were good? The Dallas Cowboys stink, Mayor. And I want to change the Coppell Cowboys so we don't reflect a mediocre franchise. The Cowboys aren't going to the playoffs this year. They're going to be lucky to go 6-11, which I imagine they will. So I want you as the mayor to try to start a trend where we're not going to reflect that of a crappy NFL franchise with a bunch of players that beat their wives. Josh Brent, Dallas Cowboy player, killed his teammate drunk driving. They just signed CeeDee Lamb. He didn't even participate in team drills, and yet he still paid him as the second highest non-quarterback in the NFL. So the Dallas Cowboys are misran, and I don't want you to misrun this city, Mayor West. I need you to show some support, and I need you to try to sign this petition so that we can stop being associated with a crappy franchise like the Dallas Cowboys, who have not been even close to championship caliber in almost 30 years. So I stand up here and I beg you, each and all of you council members, we have to denounce the Dallas Cowboys.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Hey man, Alex Stein out here trolling. Stein. Yeah, that's how I said. Oh boy, you Alex, you a troll, son. He knows it too.
I didn't know how famous he was.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, he's up there.
Remember, he got me.
I
at
do.
The,
Hell yeah.
Got,
I
and
do.
And now I see him, and I'm like, going, gosh, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah,
that's him.
Alex Stein. He trolled you. That means you are somebody. You knew your name. You are somebody, brother.
It's crazy that I walked in there, and then I learned about him, and I actually reached out to him, and now I see all his work, and I'm like, going, this dude's pretty.
Was he asking, like, is the earth flat?
He did. He did. Yeah, yeah, he did. He
goes, Brian Broaddus.
Come on. You know that. The earth's flat. And I'm like, man, I don't know. I didn't know who he was, but yeah, I know who
here,
he is now.
Yeah,
I do
know he's in the streets,
now.
Man.
I know
the
him.
Algorithm be giving it up for him. This is LA Live for Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu. I too was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. Listen, I know you might be laughing. Yeah, you might laugh because you did not do your math. Okay? Peace to the gods. I'm not giving you the math today. You're supposed to know it. Hey, today's a fair day. Ah!
Yeah.
Still haven't made up my mind if it's going to be a turkey leg or another burger, but I'm definitely going to the fair right after the...
Both?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, right after the show, running right over there to the fair. Going to the back of the Midway if I do get a burger because they have bacon at that Juicy's tailgate. Mm. Some of the Juicy's tailgate don't have the bacon available for your burger.
Ooh.
You get a nice burger, but I want that bacon on there.
This is going to be a great night out there, too, the weather-wise. Holy man.
Change the weather. Yeah. I can wear a sweater.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and shout out to John Brown and his raid on Harper's Ferry. Shout out to that. Anyway.
Anyway.
I wanted to do this yesterday during Toxic Tuesday, but I did not get to do it. Remember the clip we were playing of NBA TV host Chris Miles?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Sam Mitchell?
Yeah.
The old basketball coach, and he also played for the Timberwolves at one point in time, and they went like back and forth on television during the pregame. Play a little bit for those that don't remember.
I'm surprised.
How do coaches don't get a gold medal?
I'm surprised coaches get a paycheck for this show. You know, I think, like, maybe you should do this pro bono, my friend.
You know, last time I looked at my check, it's pretty close. So, hey, I'm taking donations. Why don't you come up off some of that money you got since you're over there bragging about it?
I'm not bragging about it.
Well,
anything.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you rent your beach house out down in Florida during the hurricane?
Jeez.
Or do I need to go on? How about your townhouse over in Buckhead?
Hey, what's going on here, Sam?
You want to call me out? I mean, come on. You screaming broke and hungry. Let's just see it. You know, I know what you have and where you live, young man.
Woo! Got spicy in
there. Yeah, it got spicy. This got spicy, right? We all agree? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we all seen the video, right?
Going full Jerry Jones.
That was not acting.
No. At the end. Not acting.
He does not like his co-host.
That was a real moment.
He does not like the anchor, Chris.
That was a real moment in time. Yeah. Well, Sam Mitchell, he ended up doxing Chris Miles. We don't know what dox is. I mean, he just put his whole address out there for the internet to know. For the whole world to know. Let's see. Chris called him a snitch. Called Coach a snitch at one point. There was some pocket watching going on. Whole lot of things happened in that clip. But now I see a clip right here where your man Chris Miles pulls up on Sam Mitchell's home.
Oh, no.
And it looks like they tried to piece it up. Or maybe the network made him piece it up. Maybe Mitchell producers made him piece it up. I don't know. You tell me what you think about this audio.
They said I'm beefing with Sam Mitchell. I rolled up to his house to see if we really have beef. Let's see what's going on.
It's in the face.
Yeah.
I told
neighbor,
you.
Man, what the hell are you doing that
they said, Richard Sherman on the side.
They said we beefing, brother.
About what? I've been hoping some Morris beef or some real estate.
No, I'm trying to tell people that we're neighbors and friends, and you're basically telling people, like, hey, my man is doing all right in life.
Last night, it was a backhanded compliment. Everybody thinks that person sitting to our right is broke and destitute. What I basically was saying is, and the reason the house was on my mind, remember I had just asked you about
Sam,
the house.
That's not my address.
I know it's not your address, but we was talking about me and my wife renting the house for the holidays or something. And I
sound like some explaining.
For the website so I can go on and book it, right?
And here's the thing. My wife runs the house, okay? She's the one that has a new pool in it, and it's a beachfront property.
Oh, right? You can rent. You give me some more details.
There you go.
Now, so what I want to know, do I get the friends and family discount? That's what I want.
You get the family discount, brother.
Appreciate it. All
right.
That was cringe, bro.
That was so fake.
That's a setup.
That was so fake.
Oh, gosh, like, that was fake.
When he said, remember, we were talking about it already, right? Right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You get the family discount.
Let's do a take two on that. That was just a dry run. We'll run it back, boys.
Yeah,
make it more believable. Take it from the top.
Yeah.
Take it from the top.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than doing an awkward apology on live TV. You know, there's no good way out of this if you're Sam, but... I don't know. I don't hate it.
You don't hate it?
Yeah.
It's a way to try to piece it up, to save both of their jobs.
Yeah, they're saving face. They're saving their jobs. Yeah.
Let's fake it out, y'all. Let's go ahead and fake it.
Fake it out.
Just start with a good fist bump on the set. That's what they should have did right there.
That right there was kind of corny to
squash
me.
Squash it there.
Very corny.
That was kind of corny to me.
Keep the beef going.
That part. If you want to get some eyes.
Yeah, there we go.
Keep the beef going.
If you want to get some eyes, you need to go viral nowadays. Keep that tension. Keep that tension.
Hey, Lucius, I read up on that raid a little bit.
Oh, it's pretty awesome.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He tried to get a few people to go with him. They didn't go.
They didn't go.
He tried to get Harriet Tubman to go with him. Yeah. Would have changed history.
Might have changed history.
She probably would have died out there. Mm-hmm. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is still that diss track. Coming straight for the Cowboys. Hey, man, y'all got to the end of the week over there at the start to respond to this.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis Belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last? Damn. Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire Jerry, we gotta fire Jerry. Boy, you know this team super bad.
I ain't lying.
Every week we taking belt to ass. That cannot complete a simple pass. What he trying to? Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing? Took a 40 ball, beating two times is like a sequence.
Wow.
Dak, who you throwing to? He threw it to the defense. I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop. Dak, go to the barbershop. Get that hairline fixed. And maybe you'll stop throwing picks. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed it.
fire.
It's still going good.
Are they playing that on the hit station?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Hey, check this out, though. Speaking of beefs and all that, nearly 10 million pounds of beef and chicken has been recalled over possible listeria contamination.
Oh, that's a serious one right there.
10 million pounds, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Found in frozen dinners and fresh salads from Walmart, Target, Trader Joe's, Kroger, Publix.
Yikes.
Man, yes. Be careful, man. What's going on with all the meats? Remember
we had Trader Joe's the other day doing this.
Getting frozen foods and salads?
Yeah.
Be careful, bro.
That'd be crappy.
If you got the Dole Classic Cobb salad, you better be careful. The Trader Joe's lemon chicken, you got to be careful.
Okay, I get those.
Okay.
What do you when you have listeria, what's happening to your body?
Bacteria infection.
Yeah.
You're just like both ends.
Bowel movements.
Might as well be food poisoning.
Might get dehydrated and die.
Yeah, it'd probably kill you.
Okay.
All right, before I get out of here, I got a question for the Tolos. What is one thing, since this week has been on fire already, what is one thing that will make you immediately lose respect for someone?
They're an Eagles fan.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, especially if you're from Dallas.
Yeah.
Shout out to my homeboy, Bryson.
Raiders fan.
Born in Arlington, but a whole Eagles fan and a San Antonio Spurs fan.
No, huh? Dude, that's a double A.
Huh?
Yeah. You can tell me he's an Astros fan, too?
That'll hurt. Mm. I won't be too mad. That'll hurt. Someone said overinflated ego. Make you lose respect to somebody.
Totally.
Cigarette smoking. Damn.
It's an addiction. Case by case.
Yeah.
If you're still wearing a mask in 2024, this guy loses respect for you. Damn. I'm just trying to be healthy out here.
I just assume that person is very susceptible to these things. Yeah. That's what I have to do.
That's what I have to do.
That immune system. They're clearly in that small percentage of people that this is something. Now, you're wearing it in your car or something crazy? I haven't seen that one, you know? I've seen it around the grocery store a little
bit. Grocery store a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're just sick.
Yeah, you never know, man. That's why I mind my business and I drink my water.
Guy at the gym doing, and he's like pulling it down to huff and puff, and then he's back, and he's like working out. He's doing I don't know.
If you keep it on your face in the gym, then yes, you're trying to help everybody else from catch what you have. I get that.
But you shouldn't be at the gym then. If you're sick?
I don't know, man. That gym is addictive, bro. I'll tell you what.
Can't you get a home gym?
A loser when you don't make the time that you wanted to get there. Anyway, what's one thing that will make you immediately lose respect for someone? This guy doesn't like conspiracy theorists. Putting raisins in a potato salad. My aunt did that for Thanksgiving one time.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Surprised the hell out of me. I was like, damn New Yorkers.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? If you don't believe in climate change, this guy right here just told him to lose respect for you. We believe in climate change, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not educated enough really to know.
I do. I think there's something going on here.
Yeah.
What's one thing that will make you immediately lose respect for someone?
If you belittle somebody. I was thinking about this.
Yeah, little bullies.
Yeah. Belittling.
That guy that's in the clique, when a girl comes around, he starts making fun of all the friends.
Yeah, that guy is bad.
I don't like you, bro. Yeah. Not taking accountability for poorly run organizations and threatening radio hosts is on the list.
Yeah.
Do it. Talking tough on the internet is on the list. Drinking Coors Light is on the list. Oh, man. I feel like it's a direct shot at me.
Wow. It's a hell of a beverage right there.
Yeah.
So.
American institution.
An 82-year-old acting like a damn baby and threatening people to do their jobs. This guy's losing respect for. If you put sugar on your grits, this man is losing respect for you.
All right, what about cinnamon?
Oh, man. It's, like salt, butter.
Wasn't that Corey's deal?
Maybe some cheese. Cinnamon flavored grits.
I love my grits.
I love my grits. I wake up every morning and save them for my family. Let's see what we got right here.
If you got a big belly and you're wearing like midriff shirts.
You hating?
With the whole gut sticking out.
It's like the Mavs maniacs.
You got no clue. You got no self-awareness. I can't respect that.
I do not like people with no self-awareness. I try to have patience with you, but I must say, Dawson, if you got a big old bill and you letting that thing hang, I got more power to you. I love you.
Nice.
I love you.
Thought I'd take a chance there.
Got a baller belly. This man said he can't stand a liar. I hate a liar more than I hate a thief. A thief is only after my salary. A liar is after my reality.
Wow.
Weak handshakes.
Oh, jeez. catching somebody short. You ever done that? Where you like, you got get caught. Oh yeah,
got their fingers.
And you want to reshake their hand. Yeah. You want to really, you like, please, shake gotta reshake your hand again.
We should stop with the handshaking. You know, I'm trying fist to do pumps. All fist pumps, but some people are going to insist on leaving the hand open. I'm like, I don't know where your hand's been.
Hugs and hand pads.
And at the very least, it's got like some sweat and germs on it.
It is nasty.
Yeah,
I give you an elbow for the most part. Yeah. If I don't know you.
Every time I get ready to eat, I'm not worried about washing my hands unless I've been shaking people's hands.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we're on remote, that's what I always feel like.
Yeah.
That's a weird brag, bro.
That's a good one. I'm surprised sometimes. I get caught off guard with it when you shake a female's hand, and sometimes they're super strong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh wow, okay. Sorry, I wasn't expecting
that. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Real strong.
Some
girls really
rip that shoulder off, get it in, boy. There.
Yeah, what's one thing that will make you immediately lose respect for someone? Last one right here. Being a billionaire and threatening someone's job just because they hurt your feelings.
Mm. All right, well, Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
People with shaved eyebrows.
Whoa. Hey, Mona Lisa didn't have any eyebrows. How about that? You guys are the epitome of beauty over there.
That's right.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll see you. Holla.
Thank you, L.A. L.A. Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. People that talk on the speakerphone in public. Yes, okay. That drives me crazy.
100%.
My aunt does that. You know, she'll be walking around the house, just somebody hollering on the other end. All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We got four down, one to go here. Looks like a little sports hodgepodge is coming up next, Chief. What's in store?
Even a triple dog dare wouldn't get me to put this in my mouth next year in the nation.
Okay, I'd love to chat with you about my friends at D&M Leasing, though, because if you want or need a new vehicle, all you have to do to make it happen is call D&M 972 or 817-35-LEASE. Go to dmautoleasing.com, and you're going to be dealing with the folks that win Dealer of the Year by Dealer Raider almost every year. That's a national award. Actually includes Canada as well. D&M Leasing, 972 or 817-35-LEASE. Just call them and tell them what you want. You know, maybe you don't know the exact make and model, but you know a body style or a size of vehicle. It's car, truck, SUV, foreign, domestic at D&M Leasing. They'll put that in your driveway. It'll make you happy. And with the easy lease from D&M, there's nothing down, nothing due for 60 days. Right now, the rates are coming down. So I was actually in an email chain with the D&M Leasing recently. They said they're seeing the lowest monthly payments they have in years, thanks to the Fed lowering these interest rates. Go ahead, take advantage. See what they can do for you right now. They'll give you the highest trade-in value possible. They send you a link on your phone, and you sign the documents right there in an app. 972 or 817-35-LEASE. What vehicle do you want? Go to dmautoleasing.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.